Today's Midwest weather continues to look quite favorable for the most part. We are still not seeing a tremendous amount of rainfall, however, in the western Corn Belt, and that will continue to be a concern as we move through the month of August, at least as long as that remains to be the case. The ground is firming up, and the cool weather is masking the problem out there, and some would call this a sleeping dog because of the potential that all it would take would be for a few days of dry and warm weather to occur across the region, and crop stress could be accelerated in a more significant manner. Over the weekend, of course, it got into the 90s and over 100 degrees in portions of Kansas and Nebraska and parts of Missouri. Southern Illinois got into the 90s as well. And that kind of heat would be the kind that I would be most concerned with if we were to get into a pattern that would prevail across the western Corn Belt for any length of time. That kind of warmth would likely accelerate crop stress, especially if there was a prolonged period with without rainfall. The forecast for this week is really rather benign. Not much in the way of significant precipitation will occur in the western Corn Belt in particular. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch of rain may occur from some shower activity, but we're not expecting the rains to be meaningful. In fact, there may be an isolated half-inch amount in a few locations, but most areas in the west will likely see a steady rate of net drying. Temperatures will be mild there this week, with a lot of temperatures running in the upper 70s and the 80s. And that will help to conserve the moisture that is in the soil and reduce some of the potential for stress across parts of the region. In contrast, the eastern Midwest has done a little bit better with rainfall at times in recent weeks. The weekend precipitation from central and southern Illinois into parts of Kentucky was certainly significant. Some areas in central and eastern Kentucky reporting 1 to 3 in localized greater amounts of rainfall. Some areas in Ohio and Indiana also did well with precipitation, but it was not evenly distributed, and many areas that were not included in the precipitation did experience a net drying bias. The temperatures in the eastern Midwest, though, are also expected to remain rather mild to cool for the next full week to maybe 8 or 9 days. That situation will conserve the moisture situation for those areas that have not seen much precipitation. Subsoil moisture is still favorable in the eastern Midwest, so crops should carry on normally, even without the precipitation at times this week. Now, we are expecting to see more rain in the eastern Midwest than in the western Corn Belt. Most of the eastern areas will probably see anywhere from a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch of rainfall during the week, with some localized amounts getting into the 1 to 1.5 inch range. The rains will be greatest in parts of Ohio, parts of Michigan, and parts of Indiana. We will expect to see the overall bottom line for the eastern Midwest to remain mostly ideal. We're not expecting enough dryness or heat to occur across the region to really change the bottom line for crops in that region, and so the environment will still be very good for crop development. The only concern would be maybe we need to have a little bit warmer weather in order to induce the best soybean development potential. At the moment, there's no ridge of high pressure threatening any part of the U.S. Midwest, and so we will expect to see a continuation of these milder temperatures and somewhat lackluster precipitation, obviously in the western Corn Belt in particular. There is a chance for increased rainfall for next week and slightly warmer temperatures. We'll wait and see what happens when we get a little closer to that period of time. I think some of the computer forecast models are a little bit too aggressive with rainfall, especially in the western Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.